This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. It's time out for sports.
Fred Curley-Neal from Johnson C. Smith University. Curley-Neal makes that one.
Yes, that was the legendary Harlem Globetrotter basketball player Fred Curley-Neal doing his thing on the court as only he could do. The Greensboro native and JCSU graduate who played for the Golden Bulls died last week at the age of 77. Curley-Neal played all over the world for the entertaining Globetrotters from 1963 to 1985. Joining me to discuss the legacy of Curley-Neal and other sports headlines is Langston Wirtz, Jr., a longtime sports writer for the Charlotte Observer. Hi, Langston.
Hi, Gwen. How are you?
I'm great. Langston, Curley-Neal was known for his awesome dribbling skills and showmanship with the traveling comedic exhibition Harlem Globetrotters, who combine athleticism, theater, and tons of laughing moments in their expert style of play. Curley was often the main attraction for the team when he played. What was special about Curley?
He was just a true showman at heart. I mean, he was a guy who just connected with audiences, and people just loved him. I mean, the Globetrotters promoted Meadowlark Lemon, who was a great showman in his own right, as kind of the leader of the band. But the star of the show often was Curley-Neal. He just had this amazing ability to handle the basketball, but he also had an amazing ability to connect with people.
Yeah, and he averaged more than 20 points a game when he played at Johnson C. Smith. He won the CIAA's Top Guard Award. Why do you think he didn't go the regular NBA route?
The NBA back then wasn't like the NBA now. The average salary was about $12,000 per season. So maybe Curley thought pursuing the Globetrotters was a better situation. I know he had offers from four teams coming out, NBA teams coming out of college, from the Knicks, the Pistons, then the St. Louis Hawks and the Baltimore Bullets. With the Globetrotters, he played in 6,000 games in 97 countries. I mean, he had a pretty decent career.
And he was a humanitarian as well, doing a lot of work with the Globetrotters Foundation. And for those who don't remember, he did some acting on shows like The White Shadow, Gilligan's Island. And there was also a cartoon about the team, and he, of course, was one of the stars. A great legacy, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I used to watch Curley-Neal on cartoons on Saturday mornings with Scooby-Doo. I mean, you could always see the Globetrotters all over the place. In 2008, the Trotters retired his number, and he was the fifth player to get that designation after guys like Meadowlark Lemon.
Yeah, let's listen to a little of that sound from Curley-Neal talking about his jersey being retired.
My jersey number 22 is being retired at Madison Square Garden on February 15th. And here are my top 22 greatest moments with the Harlem Globetrotters.
Again, that sound from the Globetrotters retiring Curley-Neal's number 22 jersey in a ceremony at Madison Square Garden, a place he said was his favorite place to play. He will be missed. So, Langston, let's move to some college basketball headlines. According to reports, a former West Charlotte High School star, Patrick Williams, has decided to declare for the NBA draft. The freshman at Florida State University will not return as a Seminole in the fall. Langston, you've covered Williams in the past. What do you make of this decision?
I don't blame him. I think people were surprised that he was being seen as a top 20 draft pick by some mock drafts. But once you get into the first round of the NBA draft, it's hard not to go because that's a guaranteed salary. You know, Patrick had a great freshman year at Florida State, 9.2 points per game, 4.0 rebounds in 22.5 minutes. That may not sound like a lot, but Florida State plays a lot of guys. That's extremely productive in their system. You know, you have a chance to be a top 20 pick, you almost have to go.
And Langston, it's also looking like the NCAA will allow basketball players to transfer without sitting out a year. Explain that, and how does that change things?
That's going to be a really big deal because, you know, it also kind of levels the playing field for players. I mean, coaches can leave and go at any time, and players often have to sit out a year if they want to transfer.
And Langston, I know we've talked about it a lot, but at the end of last week, the Panthers' quarterback issue seemed to be resolved with a signed contract.
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater signed a 3-year, $63 million deal. Teddy Bridgewater will be making his first start as a starting QB in a regular situation in 5 years. And the Panthers also signed the XFL's quarterback, P.J. Walker. P.J. Walker, like Teddy Bridgewater, both have experience working with the Panthers offensive coordinator. So I think there's definitely a connection there. You know, as far as Cam goes, he's going to be very, very motivated to do well. And, you know, there's a chance he may end up in Washington, which could be interesting because Washington's going to play Carolina this year.
And as we all know, the coronavirus pandemic has halted sports on every level. The 2020, the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo. The Olympics has been pushed to 2021, and we really don't know when things will be back to normal. What do you think will be the long-term impact on sports as we know it?
It's just really hard to say because we don't know when sports is coming back. You know, the NFL draft is kind of the only thing we know is definitely going to happen. That's going to be April 23rd, 25th in Paradise, Nevada. You know, baseball is looking at mid-May. That may have to be pushed back. Hockey's looking at May. That may have to be pushed back. College football is postponed spring practice, but we just don't know right now.
A lot of uncertainty.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, Langston, thanks for talking with us on this edition of Time Out for Sports.
You got it.
Langston Wirtz, Jr. is a longtime sports writer for the Charlotte Observer.